September 3, an unseen battle over every soul. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. Ephesians 6:12. We do not understand, as we should, the great conflict going on between invisible agencies, the controversy between loyal and disloyal angels. Over every man, good and evil angels strive. This is no make-believe conflict. It is not mimic battles in which we're engaged. We have to meet most powerful adversaries, and it rests with us to determine which shall win. Could human beings know the number of the evil angels, could they know their devices and their activity, there would be far less pride and frivolity. Satan is the prince of demons. The evil angels over whom he rules do his bidding. Through them he multiplies his agencies. He instigates all the evil that exists in our world. If Satan sees that he is in danger of losing one soul, he will exert himself to the utmost to keep that one. And when the individual is aroused to his danger and with distress and fervor looks to Jesus for strength, Satan fears that he will lose a captive, and he calls a reinforcement of his angels to hedge in the poor soul and form a wall of darkness around him that heaven's light may not reach him. But if the one in danger perseveres and in his helplessness casts himself upon the merits of the blood of Christ, our Savior listens to the earnest prayer of faith and sends a reinforcement of those angels that excel in strength to deliver him. Satan cannot endure to have his powerful rival appealed to, for he fears and trembles before his strength and majesty. At the sound of fervent prayer, Satan's whole host trembles, and when angels all-powerful, clothed with the armory of heaven, come to the help of the fainting, pursued soul, Satan and his host fall back. The great commander in heaven and earth has limited Satan's power. Around every tempted soul there are angels of God ready to lift up the standard of righteousness if the tempted one will only show a spirit of resistance to evil. Each may be an overcomer. Christ has, in our behalf, withstood the fiercest temptations of the enemy.